Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is holding in the seventh and final Mishnah of chapter 3 in Nazir, and then we'll be starting Bezot Hashem chapter 4. Here we go, Mishnah Zayin. Misha Hayu Shtei Kitei Edim. Someone had two sets of witnesses, Me'idot Oto, and they're testifying about him. Now what's going on? Elu, the first two men, the first set of witnesses, Me'idim, they're testifying, Shenazar Shtayim, that he vowed two periods of Nazirut. So he's going to have two 30-day periods of Nazirut. The Elu and the other two guys, the second set of witnesses, Me'idim, they're testifying, Shenazar Chamish, that really it was five sets. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai holds Nechleko Ha'edut. The testimony is divided. It's split. It's like a hung jury. Bein kan nizirut. There is no nizirut here at all, since the witnesses don't agree to what this man undertook. Now, if he knows what he said, he could say, yes, it was two. Yes, it was five. Here he's saying, I don't know what I said. Maybe he had been drinking. Maybe he vowed to become a nazir because he was drinking too much and he doesn't remember. He doesn't recall. So since there is no clear testimony, he's not bound to be a Nazir at all. Beit Hillel Omrim, if Beit Hillel disagrees, they say, Yesh Beklol Hamesh Shtayim. Within the category of five, within that big number of five, is also two. Shehei Nazir Shtayim. He has to be a Nazir twice. We also see this concept in Shas called Bichlol Matayim Mana. Within the category of 200, is 100. When someone's claiming money, and you know, if there's one set of witnesses says, hey, he borrowed 200, the other set says 100, well, at least he owes 100. That's Beit Hillel's application here. Let's go on to chapter 4. Misha Amar, someone said, Hareini Nazir, I am becoming a Nazir. Vishama Chavero, his buddy was there and heard him say this, the Amar, Va'ani. He said, me too. This is the original, me too. And now another guy who's there says, Va'ani, me too. So now I've got three guys who are becoming Nazirim on the basis of the original Neder. Kulam Nazirim. It works for all of them. However, the Mishnah adds, Kutar Rishon. If the first vower gets his vow released, he goes to a sage, he has some regrets, he has to go to, you know, work in the cemetery. So he goes and gets his vow undone. Hutru Chulan. All of them are released from their vow. After all, their va'ani was dependent on the first vower. Hutar achron, if the last one was released, ha'achron mutar, only he's released, chulam asuri, the first two guys are bound by the prohibitions of being a nazir. Their vow is still existing. Now, it's interesting, we mentioned the same concept in Nedarim, and over in Nedarim, they mentioned if the middle guy gets released, then everybody after him is released, everyone before him is not. They don't add that here. But the same din would apply. Now the Mishnah goes on, Amar Hareini Nazir. So Reuven says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Vishama Chavero. Shimon, his buddy, hears it. Va'amar, he says, Pi Kefiv, my mouth is like his mouth. Usari Kisaro, and my hair is like his hair. Hare Ze Nazir. He does become a Nazir as well. He's effectively saying, my mouth will have the same restrictions as the original vower, and my hair also the same restrictions. The Bartner speaks out. He actually does need to say, Pi Kafiv, my mouth is like his mouth, Miyayin, or maybe Menavi. He has to specify, Sari Kisaro, my hair is like his hair, Milihigozes, that it's not going to get cut. And Mishnah adds a related case, Hareini Nazir, a man says, I will become a Nazir, Shama Ishto, and his wife is there, she hears, Ve'amran, she says, Va'ani, me too. So what happens now? Mefer et Shelah. The husband is Mefer Neder, as we discussed towards the end of Masechet Nedarim, that the husband, and in some cases the father, has the right to annul the vow of his wife or daughter if they do affect the family or they cause inui, they cause personal deprivation. So if the wife is adding on to his Neder, me too, he might decide, you know what, it's not in our best interest that she becomes a Nazir. It's self-deprivation. There could be other issues. So he is allowed to annul her nether, vishalo kayam. And the Mishnah says, but his nether still exists. And it's a reminder of a concept we've seen generally, is that certain people take on stringencies or extra observances or, you know, an extra chumrah, in it, which is literally stringency. that's not appropriate for everyone. So it is important when people decide to undertake, to go above and beyond and undertake something extra, that they don't impose that on their friends and family. Now finally, the Mishnah brings the contrary case. She said, the wife is saying, Hareini Nazira, I'm becoming a Nazir. Vishama Baila, and the husband hears, V'amarvani, and he says, me too. So he's also becoming a Nazir along with her vow. Eino Yachol Lahafer, he cannot annul her vow. Him saying, I will also be a Nazir, is effectively affirming his vow. And as we learned in Nadarim, once a husband affirms, he can no longer annul. The Kehati brings an interesting case of an unrelated man. Another man says, Vani, bases his Nazirut off of her Nazirut. The husband could still annul her Nazirut. And in fact, that other man's Nazirut still exists. Because when a husband annuls a vow, it cuts it off from this point forward. It doesn't retroactively uproot the vow as if it was never there. So a third party, interestingly, can become a Nazir through a va'ani from this man's wife, even though the man later annuls her neder of Nazirut. Yashar kochachem, zay gezunt.